start here. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is using diplomatic channels to tell Iran that the U.S. is willing to have direct talks. Triple-digit heat is expected in Denver, Minneapolis, and across the upper Midwest. New York and Philadelphia will be sizzling on Monday with real feels above 100, maybe into Wednesday. Welcome to summer. The solstice arriving at 10:42 Eastern tonight, the most daylight of any day. This is ABC News. London police say they have video of Grammy-winning singer Chris Brown and an associate beating a music producer with a bottle in a nightclub 2 years ago. This morning, Brown pleading not guilty to what investigators say was an unprovoked attack. Coincidentally, he is playing this weekend in London. Tourists in Acapulco are venturing back out after a powerful hurricane. Only a few shops and restaurants are open. A one-year-old boy drowned in a swollen river. A 15-year-old boy struck by lightning while leaning on a tree in New York Central Park has second-degree burns and expects to make a full recovery. The NBA playoffs have come down to one last game.
And Indiana, in a rout, wins Game 6, and the best two words in sport, we'll have a Game 7.
Or is that five words? Anyway, the call there on ESPN Radio, Pacers lighting up the Thunder, 108-91, Game 7 Sunday, the first Game 7 since 2016. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Friday, July 4th, from approximately 2 p.m. until 3 p.m., County Highway W will be closed through traffic. The closure will be from the highway school to approximately Beebe Street for the relocation of the annual city parade. Please plan accordingly. There will not be a signed detour. The Price County Highway Department thanks you for your understanding and cooperation. Saturday, July 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the first annual Lugerville Flea Market. Vendors are wanted. There is limited space available in and outside of the Lugerville School over at North 11127 County Road F. And for details, you can call Paul at 715-339-2279. Some families on County Road F will also be selling from their yards. There's going to be food, a gun raffle with a Mossberg 308 camo with scope. And once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Lugerville. Remember, call Paul at 715-339-2279 for details and to sign up as a vendor. Wire fraud and money laundering right out of Wausau. Here's Brittany Merlot with the details.
Stanley Povall is alleged to have stolen more than $15 million from investors. Timothy O'Shea, a United States attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin, announced the unsealing of a criminal complaint charging the 63-year-old man from Wausau. Povall was arrested on Saturday and made his initial appearance in federal court on Monday. He's detained and pending further proceedings. Here's what happened. 6 years ago, he started soliciting investors to purchase promissory notes from him with supposed guaranteed rates of return. He falsely told them that he was a wealthy businessman. Since May of 2019 until March of this year, he received more than $15 million from at least 120 different investors. The criminal complaint also alleges that Povall did not actually invest the majority of the money. Instead, he used the money to live an extravagant lifestyle, buying over 300 snowmobiles. And to keep the fraud scheme going, Povall also used new investor money to make lulling payments to previous investors to make it appear as though those investors were earning investment returns. An investigation by the IRS, criminal investigation, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation resulted in the charges. The prosecution of the case is being handled by Assistant U.S. Attorney Aaron Wegner. Now, a charge is merely an accusation, and a person named as a defendant in a criminal complaint or indictment is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
At Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, they stand out with reliable service and hometown values. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. And now through June 30th, take $500 off any new or used vehicle with exclusive Marthaler discounts, $500 military salute, $500 educator discount, $500 trade-in assistance, and $500 first responder discount. Combine up to two offers plus factory incentives for huge savings. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or shop now at Minocqua. AquaCars.com. Our daughter Chevrolet, where hometown meets value.
The Pacers beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night in Indianapolis, 108-91, to tie up the NBA Finals at three games apiece. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton for the Pacers on Sunday night in Oklahoma City. It'll be the first time there's been a Game 7 in the Finals in 9 years.
You know, for the next couple days, the narratives are going to be almost poison, you know, to talk about what this would mean to our city and legacy talk, and we played so well.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Twins at Target Field. The Crew with a dramatic 8-7 win over the Cubs in Chicago yesterday, despite some very questionable balls and strike calls by the home plate umpire against the Brewers' Abner Uribe and Trevor McGill.
Pretty bad calls there in Abner's inning and in my inning. Yeah, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. I mean, they're going to have bad days back there, too.
That's Brewers closer Trevor McGill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. If you want to shorten your learning curve when it comes to your sonar and what you're seeing on the screen, there's one really good way to do it, and I'll tell you what it is, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Colt Ringer from AquaView says that underwater viewing systems are becoming a staple in many anglers' boats. And where they really come in handy is when you want to understand exactly what you're seeing on your sonar screen. When you see something that looks interesting, all you have to do is make sure that you position your boat so it's either anchored with an actual anchor or using your bow mount trolling motor to maintain that position, and then send down the camera. You're looking at the sonar screen, but you're also looking at the camera screen that's telling you exactly what is down there that is of interest. It might be fish, but then again, it might be something else like vegetation. It might be something just floating. And after a while, what you discover is that when you see something on the sonar, after having viewed it through the camera lens enough times, you begin to understand exactly what you're looking at on that sonar screen. Then you're using the camera more to figure out exactly what the species is, what exactly the structure looks like, and using that to pinpoint your location. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Some could be strong, then mostly cloudy with a high near 78. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Some could be severe. Lows in the upper 60s. Hot and humid this weekend with highs in the 90s. Currently, it's 62.
98Q Country.
Good morning, 98Q. I have good news. Rachel popped up. She had a heavy magnet in hand for magnet fishing. We've never used it for magnet fishing, but we can boast that its first catch is the return spring from the fob. Whew, this was going to bother me all day. I just got like 3 pounds lighter. I felt it just lift right off my shoulders. We're going to get back to the country music. Stick around. In about 5 minutes, I'll be calling Civic Media's own Mike Clemens to talk to him about the NBA Finals, the Brewers, and some interesting comments from the Packers' new president. Keep him in Green Bay. Well, yeah, but why are you saying that? Here's Rodeo.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. She'd give half a Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, She knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. Home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. Ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the bronc and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.
I hope you're all in her name.
Pearson, Lee Bryce on 98Q Country. That was Happy Now. Gray here with you, but not alone, because I've got Civic Media's own Mike Clemens here with me to talk Wisconsin sports. Good morning, Mike. How's it going today?
Hi, Gray. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. We've got a nice morning that's going to turn into an incredibly hot day, but also heating up. We've got NBA Finals, Brewers in good shape, and some weird Packers stuff going on. How about those NBA Finals, though? A Game 7 for the first time in a decade.
Yeah, Pacers were at home last night. Huge support from the Pacers fans down there, and they got out to an early start. By the third quarter, they're up by 30 points. They beat the Thunder last night 108-91. As a matter of fact, Tyrese Halliburton, the kid from Oshkosh North High School, class of 2018, was able to get out there somehow on that strained right calf muscle he suffered in the last game. And he had 14 points and 5 assists, played for 23 minutes. They were able to sit him in the fourth quarter and rest him up. So, yeah, they've got themselves now 14 points. You know, the other thing about us, the Pacers had 6 players with double digits. That's the way you do it.
No kidding. Get that spread out. I think they're proving why I don't put money on sports, Mike. It's just a perfectly. Yeah. It's what's going to happen tonight is that's one heck of a question.
Yeah, I mean their highest score is Obi Toppin with 20 points. So that means that they're going to have a game 7. This is the first time they've had a game 7 in 20 years. The last one was 9 years. In 9 years, you're right. It's only the 20th game in NBA Finals history to go to a Game 7, and 4 times the road team won Game 7. So, you know, Indiana's got their work cut out for them. The last Game 7 was in 2016 when LeBron James and the Cavaliers, they were down 3-1, came back to beat Golden State Warriors to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. So that game is going to be Game 7 is Sunday night in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock on ABC.
That's an interesting stat about Game 7, though. The road team taking more than their fair share. That'll be interesting to see shake out this weekend. But Wisconsin sports in general, I'd say, at least for the moment, until the Packers show what they've got this season, we're in good shape because the Brewers are on a much better streak than they opened the season and opening a series tonight against the Twins at Target Field.
Yeah, they had a nice game yesterday against the Cubbies. They beat them 8-7, despite some bad calls from the home plate umpire there in the last couple of innings with Abner Uribe and then Trevor McGill, their closer. I mean, there's some balls, and they were even replaying on the TV where they showed the strike zone, and this guy was calling them balls, and Pat Murphy was just going nuts and yelling expletives from the dugout. Fortunately, wasn't thrown out of the game. But McGill then got them to hit into a double play and retire the side and hold on for the win. His 16th save of the season, 8-7. So tonight, the crew. Oh, by the way, did you see the story about the guy who climbed the net to get a Sal Frelick bat?
I saw a little bit of that. I thought, okay, this might be, we've got two versions of baseball. You've got people who say, baseball's too boring for me. They're not catching this stuff. How high did he get?
Like, you know, I mean, look like 30 feet or more in the air. Sal Frelick swinging, and then the ball goes flying out of his hands, and it gets stuck way up in that safety net behind home plate, like right around the spot where, you know, there's the on-deck circle. And this kind of handsome guy, and looks like he's in his late 20s, wearing Ray-Bans and a dress shirt and pants, he starts climbing that net like Spider-Man, you know? So he gets up to the side, and he grabs the bat, and he's coming down, and by that time he's greeted by ushers that said, yeah, you'll hand the bat back over to us. Thank you for getting that for us. And at the end of the game, Sal Frelick came out and pulled a bat and autographed it for this Cubs fan. It said, hey, nice climb, Sal Frelick, and he gave him a souvenir. So
that's too cool.
That's pretty cool, but that story's making national headlines. It's you know, a great video.
I'm thinking you got two critical ingredients to that. First of all, you see it happen, and then you've got, I can get it, and everybody's going to see me, and then bam, go. And actually, come to think of it, there may have been a critical third ingredient that people can probably guess, given the beverage of choice at most MLB stadiums. But
there may have been alcohol involved, yeah. So it's an. And by the way, you know, we have spent so much time remembering and honoring Bob Uecker as a great baseball announcer. But as funny as he was, you know, I listened to Pat Hughes, who used to be his partner for about 12 years, who's been calling the Cubs games now since like '95 or '96. Pat's pretty funny, too, man, because he was saying, hey, Ron, you know, these Brewers, their next game, their starting pitcher will be Jacob Mizrabowski. Did I say Jacob right? What a pretty funny line, but yeah. The Miz, Jacob Mizrabowski, is up tonight on the mound for the Brewers against the veteran Joe Ryan when they take on the Twins a little after 7 o'clock at Target Field tonight in Minneapolis.
Hoping to see a little bit more consistency in calls. I had a chuckle at Pat Murphy's quote when one of the reporters asked if that ump had been erratic, and Murphy said, you didn't say it. I didn't say it. You did. Actually, a really thoughtful quote from him, straight up saying that he doesn't feel that it's worth the time to address the umpire when it comes to balls and strikes, which is, that may be obvious to some fans, but I know there's a lot of fans at home saying, hey, get in his grill. You know, that's what a lot of people are hoping happens. You watch hockey for the fights after all, and baseball, it's got its moments. But like, I was super glad to hear that out of Pat Murphy. Just, I'm not going to waste my time on that. It doesn't go my way when I do. You know, it's I think of the NFL. How many flags have been picked up because a coach has yelled in the face of a ref?
None? Well, you know, and he said that when there was a dust up with Wilson Contreras of the Cardinals and Reese Hoskins the other night when they were playing the Cardinals, because Contreras has moved from catcher to first base for the Cardinals, and he's sort of blocking the bag for one of the rookie base runners for the Brewers. And Hoskins started shouting from the dugout, hey, man, you know, knock it off. You're supposed to give that guy a base path. So they were yelling back and forth at each other. And then Contreras in the visitor's clubhouse was, you know, bad-mouthing Hoskins and the Brewers a little bit. And Murph said, I'm not getting into that. He said, you know, let the players settle that. And if they can't, the umpires will. You know, I'm not out there telling guys to bean players on the next time up and all that stuff. That's all player stuff. I stay out of that as a manager. I thought that was a very clever, politically interesting statement. Like, hey, if this gets out of hand, umpires will take care of it.
Agreed. And not to get too deep into my own opinion, but I will say the more I see a Pat Murphy sharing his philosophy of leadership like that, or those small moments, I like those glimpses. And I know, Mike, you're a busy guy, so I want to steal a little bit more of your time for NFL. New Packers president Ed Policy made some comments this week, and when I first heard them, I thought, yep, that's some boilerplate priorities. And then I thought, wait a minute, those top three priorities, they were win football games, keep the team in Green Bay, and keep it involved with the community. And again, I glanced over that, and then I thought, wait, why do we have to say out loud, keep the team in Green Bay? Isn't that a given?
It was kind of a red flag for a lot of people. I mean, social media sort of blew up. Yeah, I asked him the question. I said, you know, look, Ed, you've been here now 12 years. And somebody told me about 5 years ago, this Ed Policy guy, watch him, okay? He's going to be the next guy. That's Murphy's boy now. Oh, really? Yeah, he's doing all this stuff at Titletown. Because, you know, the only person that talks from that front office is Mark Murphy. That's the way they like it. And I started paying a little bit more attention to that, and sure enough, that's what ended up happening. So when you see all those buildings got built with Titletown, when you see that brand-new football operations facility that they built with the underground parking for the players and employees where Goody and LaFleur, the scouts, all the assistant coaches, all the players are over in now in one building, when you see that they're completely renovating now the Packers locker room after 20 years, and that's going to open up in time for training camp. I got a whole insight on that from the other day and how cool that's going to be. And then the draft, you know, the NFL draft going without a hitch. A lot of that is Ed Policy. You know, Mark's got the vision and is the spokesperson, and Ed's the one who's an attorney, like Mark, who not only can read the player contracts but do all the construction contracts. And Ed Policy's dad was Carmen Policy, who ran the 49ers back in the 80s and early 90s for the DeBartolo family, when they were winning Super Bowls. And then later, and these people, you know, the Policies are from Ohio. So they grew up, you know, Paul Brown, Browns fans. And when the Browns trucked off to Baltimore to become the Ravens, Ed Policy, like Bud Selig, was the guy that said, we got to get, you know, franchise back in here. So he was the president, the first president of the new Cleveland Browns. And this is what Ed grew up around. You know, this is the background he comes from. He's the commissioner of the AFL. So the Packers let me have about a 15-minute sit-down with them the other day, and I said, so all these things you've done with Titletown, the draft, all this stuff, I said, what's next? And his statement was, we're going to win football games, we're going to make sure the team stays in Green Bay, and we're going to do things to strengthen our community. And then people are like, what do you mean you're leaving Green Bay? You've got shareholders and owners and all that. And I think he's saying, look, you know, we're in a league now. If some 35-year-old billionaire comes in and sits at the table of the NFL and says, or a new commissioner, and says, you know, what's this Green Bay thing? We want to expand to the world. Let's make them the Germany Packers. The G could stand for Germany, and then we could put them in Berlin or Munich or whatever. Why are we in this small little market? I mean, crazier things have happened, like the Lakers going for $10 billion. I think the other thing, though, Gray, is this. Remember that story about 6 months ago where the Packers were kind of going back and forth on the lease with the city of Green Bay?
Yes, I do.
And sort of table it?
I do.
That's what he's talking about. He said, that's the first thing I need to get settled.
Okay.
That lease thing settled. That's the undertow.
Gotcha.
That's what's going on.
So more a signal to those who are subtly tracking things that have been relevant but aren't the scary thing that people are going to think. One thing I think that's really good to remember about this transition, at least if we're judging a book by its cover, which I refuse to do, but let's look at the covers for a second. Mark Murphy, you see him and the first thing he does is he gives you that folksy hometown smile and you immediately like Mark Murphy, almost no matter who you are. And Ed Policy seems like a great guy. I like Ed Policy, but for very different reasons. He's got a certain polish to him. He's got a certain side of presentation to him. Like Mark Murphy, somewhat notorious for not being great at keeping a secret. He had a bit of a smile that would give him away, I'm told. I'd bet you, and again, I'm not a betting man, but if I had to, I'd bet Ed Policy could have a poker face. So there's some differences there, and I think we'll adjust to that. I don't think...
Or there's this. Hey, Ed, what about, LaFleur and Gutekunst? You know, there's 2 years left in their contract. Yeah, we'll talk about that a year from now. Which means, and now he says, no, I don't believe in having guys just 1 year left on their contract. That's a lame duck, and I don't think that works. But, we'll talk about that after. So, in other words, this season, yeah, I'm your new boss. Prove it to me. Prove it to me.
All right.
I found that interesting, didn't you?
I did. Well, I mean, see, you're making me second guess my assumptions. I'm so used to what we've had here, Mike, and I think a lot of Packers fans have. And I don't think we need to ring the alarm bells of change, but I think we're right to pay closer attention maybe this week than last week, simply because
I've been saying this for 2 years, man. It's regime change. Don't underestimate that there could be some changes. You know, we'll see. But he's, you know, new guys taking over July 25th.
Mike, I was having a content and relaxed Friday until you graced us with your presence here on 98Q Country. It has been fantastic to have you, but I'm definitely going to be doing more Googling about Ed Policy today. Thank you so much for some of your time today.
Okay, great. Have a good weekend.
You too, Mike. We'll talk to you soon. Oh, goodness. I was feeling just fine about that. Mike, you got me down. But like Mike was saying, we don't think it's going to be the kind of thing where there's an actual question of moving the Packers. It just, there was a leasing question a couple years ago, so it absolutely makes sense for the new incoming team president to mention that sort of thing. That said, was it in all of our consciousnesses? I would say probably not, and now it certainly is. So, as always, I'm a firm proponent of what's called Hanlon's Razor. The simplest explanation is usually true. If you've got a simple explanation against a complicated one, usually the complicated one's the scary one. Doesn't mean the simple one is always good, but let's look at it this way. Money was involved. It's an NFL franchise. There's a lot of profit to be talked about, and so things like where the team is are more relevant than with other places. And like Mike talked about, look at what happened with Baltimore. There used to be a team called the Baltimore Colts. And now we have the Baltimore Ravens and the Indianapolis Colts, and somehow the Browns are involved in that too. Like, weird stuff happens when people own NFL teams and feel some kind of way about that. As always, and as will always be, my NFL motto, we'll see. Bottom of the hour news, sports, weather coming up next on 98Q.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Two American aircraft carriers will join a third already in the Mideast in what could be a buildup for a wider war or could dissuade Israel and Iran from continuing their war.
Essentially, you're having now a really large military presence. Remember, there's already 40,000 U.S. military personnel in the Middle East. And by adding two aircraft carriers, that's another 10,000 more.
ABC's Louis Martinez, who covers the Pentagon here on the ABC podcast Start Here. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is using diplomatic channels to tell Iran that the U.S. is willing to have direct talks. Triple-digit heat is expected in Denver, Minneapolis, and across the upper Midwest. New York and Philadelphia will be sizzling on Monday with real feels above 100, maybe into Wednesday. Welcome to summer. The solstice arriving at 10:42 Eastern tonight, the most daylight of any day. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Extreme heat is forecast throughout Wisconsin over the next several days, which could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin DOT is advising motorists to be alert and take extra caution. Pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. This causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against one another. If the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips. While it's difficult to predict if or where buckling may occur, the Wisconsin DOT offers these tips. Slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews as they repair damaged pavement. Before your trip, you can check the 511 Travel Information System, which is 511WI.gov, for the latest on any incidents or delays, and if necessary, report serious pavement issues by calling 911. Be ready to provide specific location information. Once again, extreme heat is forecast throughout Wisconsin, so please keep eyes out for events of pavement buckling. Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m., you're invited out to the Tuscobia Trailhead in Park Falls to bring your beloved dog and enjoy an afternoon with wonderful company and delicious food. It's the annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue. A pork barbecue meal is $10, and there's also going to be a pie auction, basket raffles, music, and Catkins Animal Rescue meet and greet. This is taking place Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m. over at North 15400 Park Lane in Park Falls at the Tuscobia Trailhead Pavilion. Republicans are rumored to be considering a huge cut to the UW system. First reported by Civic Media's Todd Albo, funding the UW system was originally on the Joint Finance Committee's agenda Tuesday, but it was removed shortly before the session began. Savannah Tomiolson has more details.
They're reportedly considering an $87 million cut to the system's budget when the Trump administration is also threatening UW's federal funding. Democratic Representative Jody Emerson from Eau Claire.
They are doing research into Lake Altoona in my district as to why there's so much sediment coming through and why there's so much runoff. There's not a university in Altoona, but Altoona gets the benefits of that because it is the Wisconsin idea. Our universities, our higher ed, goes everywhere and impacts everybody in the state.
As of the time of this recording, it's not clear yet when they'll put the UW system back on the agenda. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Pacers beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night in Indianapolis, 108-91. To tie up the NBA Finals at three games apiece, Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton from the Pacers on Sunday night in Oklahoma City. It'll be the first time there's been a Game 7 in the Finals in 9 years.
You know, for the next couple days, the narratives are going to be almost poison, you know, to talk about what this would mean to our city and legacy talk, and we played so well.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Twins at Target Field. The Crew with a dramatic 8-7 win over the Cubs in Chicago yesterday, despite some very questionable balls and strike calls by the home plate umpire against the Brewers' Abner Uribe and Trevor McGill.
Pretty bad calls there in Abner's inning and in my inning. Yeah, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. I mean, they're going to have bad days back there, too.
That's Brewers closer Trevor McGill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Dan and Holly Vernick family is a long-standing Log United Booster Club sponsor and supports all area sports and athletic teams in our northern Wisconsin communities.
Join the fun at Customer Appreciation Day 2025 on Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls. Big G from 98Q Country will be broadcasting live from 9 to noon with a fishing theme. Enjoy free fishing seminars with Al and James Lindner, Bassmaster Elite Pat Schlapper, and more. Grab a free brat lunch from Johnsonville and score big savings on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, and tackle. Get details and pre-register now at stcroixrods.com.
Having trouble balancing your books? Fear not. MVB is here. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no pressure, just solid numbers that make sense. Whether you're behind, overwhelmed, or just tired of guessing, MVB has your back. Call 813-562-1839 today. That's 813-562-1839. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping. Make your numbers behave so you don't have to. Visit mainesvrbookkeeper.com now for all your accounting and bookkeeping needs. Get control, stay focused, and let MVB handle the math.
Summer's here and it's time to hit the road. Make sure your ride is road trip ready. Get your hands on this hot deal. 5 quarts of full synthetic or full synthetic high mileage oil, plus a CarQuest premium oil filter, all just $28.99. Whether you're cruising your summer vacation or heading out for weekend errands, keep your engine running smooth with your local CarQuest Auto Parts. Your summer starts here. CarQuest, right on Highway 13, Park Falls, locally owned and community driven.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Get ready for two big days this year, Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th, for Kenan Georgetown Fire Department's Truck and Tractor Pull at Kenan Memorial Park off of County N in Kenan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins start Friday at 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers, 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday weigh-ins 9 to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin, 2 hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in 3 categories. Take in family fun with a parade, children's museum, food from John and Heidi's Happy Days, raffles, and so much more. All proceeds go to Kenan Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it!
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by CompuMold Tool and Design in Phillips, a comprehensive mold manufacturing company that is committed to meeting or exceeding customers' expectations with quality and the best lead time at a competitive price.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Some could be strong, then mostly cloudy with a high near 78. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Some could be severe. Lows in the upper 60s. Hot and humid this weekend with highs in the 90s. Current temperature, 63.
98Q Country.
Just watching her blonde hair sunburn, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona.
And it's sunshine.
Happens, and there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them going, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy.
And it's sunshine. Singing, oh, 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 yeah.
here.
It's 105 in the shade.
It's hot, really hot.
It's going to be a red hot summer.
98Q Country.
Bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. From that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hall. Chairs up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close, and we danced
Brad Paisley on 98Q. We dance, and you may be dancing if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary today. I've got a quick word coming up from our local sponsors here on 98Q, your local civic media country station. And after those commercials, we will be diving into our birthday drawing. Every week, we give away a cake from Super One's bakery department. We've had a bunch of birthdays and anniversaries this week, and I've got three more to tell you about locally today. But if there's any more to add to the list, birthdays, anniversaries, annual celebrations, don't be afraid to call in your own birthday. We'd be happy to give you a shout out. 715-762-3221. Drawing for a cake after this commercial break.
98Q Country.
Looking to build or remodel? Ronard's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Spruce up inside with Hallman Lindsay paint and protect your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is ready to help turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Ron Ernst Lumber today, a family-owned business proudly serving the community since 1971. Get started now with a team that knows building from the ground up.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwood Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Bader Sports Center in Phillips wants all Northwoods visitors to brave the road construction in Phillips and stop in and shop their huge selection of everything outdoors. It'll be worth dodging the orange barrels, one-lane traffic, dust, and heavy equipment because Bader's has camping supplies, footwear, outdoor clothing, fishing supplies, and all your hunting gear you need or didn't know you needed. See Bader's on Facebook or on their website, Bader'sSportsCenter.com. Bader's Sports Center, Price County's oldest family-run business since 1888.
Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction is a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find miles and miles of paved bike trails, marked county highway and ATV trails, fishing, kayaking, a clean sandy beach with a huge trampoline for swimming, super clean shower houses, a laundromat, a campground lodge for additional supplies, ice, pizza, and ice cream. Come for the week, come for the weekend, or come for a season. They welcome everyone from tenting, RVs, or motorhomes. Don't have one? Heck, they'll rent you one of their campers, park models, and new to the campground, sleeping cabins. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods to set up camp and make amazing memories where you'll go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rate information or to reserve your spot. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction, Wisconsin.
Freeze Firewood is still available to launch your boat for this summer. And they're fully stocked with camp firewood, or maybe you need a shed to house that wood and your tools. They'll customize it for whatever you need. Call 715-567-0616 and see them on Facebook for all the summer updates. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road, Phillips, Wisconsin. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by United Pride Dairy of Phillips, producing wholesome milk that's made into mozzarella cheese by Foremost Farms in Milan, Wisconsin.
Help rebuild the heart of Fifield. The Fifield Mowbridge Park Playground Fundraiser is on now with a cash raffle, $5 for one ticket or five tickets for $20. Every dollar goes toward replacing unsafe, unreparable playground equipment with something safe and fun for all to enjoy. The drawing is July 5th at 8:30 p.m. during the Fifield Community Picnic at Mowbridge Park. Win $500, $250, or $100 and help give the kids of Fifield a place to play safely. Let's build something better together. Get ready for two big days this year, Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th, for Kenan Georgetown Fire Department's Truck and Tractor Pull at Kenan Memorial Park off of County N in Kenan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins start Friday at 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers, 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday weigh-ins 9 to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin, two hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in three categories. Take in family fun with a parade, children's museum, food from John and Heidi's Happy Days, raffles, and so much more. All proceeds go to Kenan Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it!
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
All right, we've got some birthdays. Let me get the... Hold on, I can do this much. I may not be the Joel himself, but... Oh, that's very quiet. Much better. Okay, so... Some shameless chair adjusting. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. Am I on?
You are on. We've got Jane here in the studio. Jane will be joining us in a little bit for the shopping show. Austin Brume, please come to the office. Austin Brume to the office. Thank you. Get your backside here. We're doing some shopping show. We're going to be saving folks some money. You better not make me do it, Austin. Maybe we'll have some Big G. Who knows who will be in studio, but certainly at least two people, one of whom... It's Jane from Quilt As Desired. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And for making delightful smoothies and all the good stuff.
Oh, and I love your coffee.
Ah, we're making coffee in the studio today, doing a little bit of quick cold brew. Happy birthday today to Mary Zesch. Dawn calling in, as she so often does, a local birthday. Mary celebrating today. Let's turn that down just a baby bit. Dawn also letting us know that Kathy and Steve City are celebrating an anniversary, looks like tomorrow. So happy anniversary to Kathy and Steve. Finally, happy anniversary. Happy 25th wedding anniversary to Joe and Juanita from Linda. Now, if this is the Linda, I know this is the Dawn, I think it is. If this is the Linda, I think it is.
It is.
Three people in the studio immediately. Yep, it is. These two, I swear, it's almost like they're related or something. All right. These two couples and one birthday celebrant are being entered into the box that... I think you can hear that shaking. Does this look like a fair toss?
Absolutely. All right. 100% there.
Our impartial judge. Oh, there's one that looks like...
It just wants to jump out.
You know that piece of garbage in the back of the pickup truck in front of you? That how is it still staying in there? We just had that here for a second. I wonder if that's the lucky winner of a cake from Super One's bakery department. Jane, I'm going to have you do the drawing.
Oh, yay.
Actually, hold on. It's not Jane. It's the law firm of Korab Gunderson, Gunderson and not Brume.
There you go.
All right. Whoa. We had some volunteers there. I got a little bit rowdy. And now we've got to pull this. Boy, Joel is so smooth at this kind of stuff. Now we need one of these. Let's pause that. All right, Jane, pick the lucky winner of a cake from Super One's bakery department.
Okay, got it.
All right, who do we have?
Dustin Tremel.
Dustin Tremel, the lucky winner of a cake from Super One. Each week we give away a cake to somebody who's celebrating birthday, anniversary. This week it's Dustin Tremel, turned 33. You got called out, Dustin. Most people don't tell us how old people are turning.
Yeah.
Dustin, these people left you out to dry. You know, I'm hoping we can figure out, I don't have a phone number on this, but something tells me, given where most of these come from, that we have a good chance of hunting it down. If for some reason we can't figure it out, I bet we can find Dustin anyway. And we'll make sure Dustin gets his cake. Thank you to everybody who called in birthdays this week. I've got some country music up next for you here on 98Q, and we may have a late last-minute birthday. Shopping show in the 9 o'clock hour coming at you about 9:10, 9:15 or so. Austin Brume, please come to the office. Luke Combs is up next. Top of the hour news, sports, weather at 9. You're listening to 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel now reporting about 20 missiles being fired from Iran into its airspace. Iran says Israel struck a hospital in Tehran overnight, third hospital to come under attack. For the first time in the eight-day war, there are talks, but Israel is not there.
This morning, European diplomats meeting with Iranian officials in Geneva to try and find a negotiated end to the conflict. But Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, saying they won't talk with anyone while Israel continues to attack.
ABC News chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell, President Trump is giving himself 2 weeks to decide whether to attack Iran, possibly by attempting to destroy a nuclear facility so deeply buried it is considered safe from all but America's bunker-busting bombs. The appeals court allows President Trump to keep control of National Guard troops that he deployed to Los Angeles following protests. Extreme heat advisories for the central U.S. on this, the first day of summer. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain.